You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
What is the youngest you've ever been mistaken for?
You know, ever since I hit 30, people still mistake me for my 20s. So I gotta say right now, I'm 37 this year. I think somebody did mistake me for like 25. Actually, yeah, at work they thought I was still like mid-20s when they first met me.
Are you not going to ask me?
Well, what is the youngest you've been mistaken for?
25, too.
25? Yeah. What point? Like now, this year?
Yeah. So at 36, I know, and people are going to talk so much shit. I think they're going to think we're in denial about getting old. I actually look forward to getting old.
Me too, actually. There's certain things I look forward to.
I think I'm going to look amazing.
Yeah.
But 25. And I'm very flattered because I know one day somebody's going to be like, oh, how old are you? We'll say our real age and they'll go, oh. And that will be the end.
What do you tell people the secret is?
I'm Puerto Rican.
I'm always singing a song in my head. Welcome to Bubble Bath Stories.
What's up, everybody? Your favorite 15-minute podcast. I'm Nikki Trends.
I'm Manny Oso.
All right. Well, this is the season. This is Manny's season.
Oh, the hat. Right.
Yes, this is Manny is the reason for the season.
You know, I try my best to stay in the gleeful, the cheerful, the holiday cheers kind of feel, you know? it was really tough when I was younger, but right now I feel like if you try your hardest to hate the holidays, you're just doing yourself a disservice.
Is trying to hate the
not holidays. That people, you know, there are people out there who really hate the holidays. I get it, everyone's got their reason, but I think, you know, sometimes you just got to get over it. And
I will say I get it. When I was younger, I used to be like, I don't understand why adults hate Christmas. Yeah. And now I get it.
It's you don't gotta celebrate Christmas.
You might not get the day off.
Yeah, you might not get the day off. Yeah,
so, I get it now. But you do this great thing.
Yeah.
Where you make me watch Christmas movies as soon as midnight, December 1st.
Hit. Yeah.
And so we were watching Santa Claus. The original Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus.
You see, I don't even.
Yeah. Because Santa Claus is a person.
Yes.
The Santa Claus is an agreement.
Oh my God. I never got that.
Yeah. That's what I said. It's so if you ever watch it, it came back out in like 96, I think, 98. The Santa Claus starring Tim Allen.
God.
So the concept is that he puts on the suit after the original Santa falls off his roof and dies, apparently not, depends on who you ask. And the agreement is you put on the suit, you become Santa Claus inadvertently. He didn't read the whole contract, puts on the suit. Bam, now he's got a job for life.
Yeah, you definitely check it out. It's on Disney Plus.
The funny wordplay is it's a clause like a contract, like a clause at the end of a contract.
Oh my God. And they say it like 14 times.
Yeah,
and
yeah. And you just now, got, you were this you many 8 years old.
I'm like, oh, that is kind of clever. Okay.
So they continued the story. Right. They gave it like two sequels.
Which is crazy.
And then last year, a TV show came out on Disney Plus, and I didn't watch it. This year I did, and I'm not gonna lie, I was actually pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it was really cute.
It was pretty funny.
It's only 6 episodes, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate how that it was short, and it was to the point, and it doesn't like, it's not like in your face stuff. It's right. Just, he just like wants to retire. It's a retiring show.
Well, all that to say this, we notice a trend in these Christmas movies where there's a plethora of elves.
Yeah.
And it led us to this fun game of, is this a child or is this an adult?
Okay, yeah. We had to pause it to have this conversation because on the original film, all the elves, if I'm not mistaken, the ones in the background are children.
Okay.
But the ones with speaking roles, when we looked it up, they were all like young adults playing child roles.
Right.
Which I get it. It makes sense. 1990s, whatever. Fast forward, we're talking about all these other movies that come out with elves. And we're not talking like Lord of the Rings elves. We're talking Santa elves.
Yes. You
know, they're always
different elves, apparently.
They're always adults portraying elves.
Right.
But this one really got it spot on with the kids playing the elves, because we had to look it up.
Yeah.
I did not believe, you guys, I did not believe any of these kids were actually kids, because you watch these TV shows and they're all just young looking adults.
Yeah.
You know, like you watch Riverdale, you're like, this guy is like fucking 30 years old playing a 12-year-old. You know, like what they're trying to do with Stranger Things.
Yeah.
That they're gonna try to make us believe these 25-year-old adults are 15-year-old high schoolers.
It's so funny because when they actually use child actors, there's always this common thread of a time jump, and you know that has to play with like how fast the kids are growing versus how long it takes for the show to actually happen
because of puberty,
right? But in this particular series, the Santa Claus series, the kids. I feel like the acting feels very mature. Like, it's super cheesy, but the comedy is really fun. Like, the timing. There's just something about it where you would think that you were watching young 20-something.
Yeah.
I think the 15, they were like 15 or
I think the oldest one was 15.
You don't know that you're watching, like, kids being playing elves.
Yeah.
Makes sense, I guess. Like,
it makes sense, but it's like they didn't do it before. Like if you watch Elf with Ferrell, all the elves were adults. They just did camera work to make him look 10 feet tall compared to them, you know? If you watch, I try to look it up and I was like, I can't really see it. Yeah.
Like, are elves
in
never aging, like,
it was funny.
Mystic creatures, or are they
just
small?
Do they age?
People who just age.
In the first movie, the
question mark,
one of the elves even said, "Oh, I'm like 600 years old."
Yeah,
and he's like, "Oh, you look good for your age," you know.
Yeah,
and then they have this character played by the guy from American Pie, Bernard.
You're
right?
Talking. What movie is this?
In the first movie, with Bernard.
The first Santa Claus movie.
And we made a comment because we were like, oh my God, this guy is like in everything. Yeah. He's the Jewish elf.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, which is really funny.
Yeah. And so like the funny thing was, is that the comedic thing was, he was obviously an older guy playing an elf.
Yes.
You know, so like he was an authority figure because he was the highest ranking elf, whatever. The point I'm trying to make is, you get to the sequels and they still have children playing some of these elves. But yet you still have this guy who's aging as an adult.
Right. His 5 o'clock shadow is no joke.
Still played this role. It's funny. But then it just brought to mind, like, yeah, these should always be kids playing this.
Yeah.
Like, well, it doesn't make sense. An adult looking elf just looks creepy. But,
well, okay, so they also explain that once you decide you want to live in the real world, you get old. I don't know, it's really weird.
Yeah, it is really weird.
So with this, and then this led to, at what point do you just call in someone younger versus fixing it in post?
Yeah, at what point, right? Like, because the stuff they do right now to try to de-age actors,
which is so freaky and weird.
Really freaky and weird. And sometimes it's unnecessary.
Yes.
Like, just get a kid.
Or don't do the damn movie.
Yeah, or don't do it. Yeah.
Like Indiana Jones. Did we need that?
The de-aging on that? Definitely not.
I think the de-aging is what caused the movie not to
be popular.
Perform as well as
it could. Yeah.
But who need? Did we need another one?
Not
ask
at all.
Ask yourself that. Then ask yourself, how much does it cost to de-age someone versus just getting someone who looks similar?
And
because I'm sure you could find a Harrison Ford.
Also, someone who's just at the beginning of their career and could probably use the break.
Yeah.
And could probably do the role. It's a fucking elf. How hard is it to play
Harrison
an elf?
Ford is like 80.
Yeah, like,
well, like, kudos to him, but also you're like 80.
Mm-hmm.
You have brittle bones, bro.
No need to be doing that.
He literally does have brittle bones.
And there was like an Indiana Jones
another movie where they de-aged somebody.
I mean, that's been the thing, right?
It's been like the biggest one.
Let me see. films de-aging. What, at what point do you think you could have just makeup do the work until they have to use computers to de-age you?
First of all, fuck you.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
second of all, wow, that was like such a bit. Yo, sometimes I wonder if you do watch Real Housewives. That was like a bitchy comment. I think as long as you are, as long as you don't fight the aging process, you will age gracefully.
Definitely.
So, I'm hoping that nobody will ever need to use CGI magic on my face.
They did.
Isn't that what filters are anyway?
So in Captain Marvel, they did it to Nick Fury. Samuel L. Jackson.
I mean,
they had to make him look. They had to make him look younger.
That doesn't even count. You can't even tell that.
Let's see what else. I got Pirates of the Caribbean. There's a scene where they de-aged Johnny Depp for a young Jack Sparrow instead of just hiring a teenager to play Jack Sparrow.
Yeah,
like they don't all look like him. Blade Runner. Harrison Ford got de-aged. The Irishman. All those guys.
Oh shit. Again,
Gemini, they de-aged Will Smith.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Which is odd because he doesn't look that old.
Yeah, right?
Like, it's not, I feel like.
Oh, in Terminator, they de-aged Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, some of them for a particular scene makes sense. But some of them, like that Pirates of the Caribbean, where they de-aged, Johnny Depp, instead of just hiring a teenager who probably already looks like a young Johnny Depp.
I know. You could throw a quarter out there and find somebody.
I don't know whose choice that is. But like, let me ask you, what do you think a real actual elf, if they were standing in front of you, would look like? An older man who's just small, or a child who just knows more than they seem to should know?
No, right? Because how, like,
a Santa elf, yeah, just, it's a Santa elf.
It's very complex. Okay, yeah. You got different layers here. You got to think about this, right? What are the rules to be? Are there rules? How do elves procreate? You know, does an elf need to die for a new one to pop up? Like,
That's a good question.
Because then I'm gonna think that they grow old, they die, and like new elves appear.
Do they
but
come
if
out of, like,
they're
seeds?
Young forever, that's kind of like vampires, and the only way you're gonna get new ones is like,
yeah.
But then he'd have millions of elves.
So I guess if you
this
saw
is the dumbest conversation.
All right, how about this? I got an even dumber conversation for you. I got a dumber one. Okay, how about this? Let's say you were at a customer service desk. Guy comes up, red suit, tells you, "Hey, I need your help.
Let us know how we've wasted your day.
We need to save Christmas, right?" And in the movies,
oh my God,
in order to convince people that this guy is the real Santa, he always, like, out of his suit or out of his sack, he pulls out like a toy. No, shut up. He pulls out always like some kind of toy that the person always wanted as a kid to make them believe, like, oh my God, I never told anybody I wanted this. Yeah. Like in the Santa Chronicles, right? Yeah. The Christmas Chronicles on Netflix, right? That movie, he goes up to a dude and he shows him a Mickey Mantle card.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh my God. He's like, you wanted this? As blah, blah, blah. That, okay. But then he goes to another dude and he shows him like an action figure and the guy almost tears up. And so, like, I was thinking to myself, like, what would a Santa need to pull out, my bad, in order to prove to me that he's the real Santa? And the only thing I could think about was the Transformers Cheetor, before they did the deluxe figure and went up on the price and made a bigger one. It was, like, the smaller one, mm-hmm. right? I looked for it everywhere. I couldn't get it. And my parents even took me, like, three stores to find it, right? If this guy were to pull out a Cheetor in the box and say, remember this? I would look at him and be like, that would be hard to, I'm like, that's like something you can't find, you know?
Can I be honest with you?
What would they have to pull out for you?
I would be surprised by anything because how the fuck would you know that I was going to say it?
Mm-hmm.
For you to produce it.
Well, Is there something that you can remember always wanting?
It's just the mere fact that I said something and you had it. Like, what? That is literally the definition of magic.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, oh, you're a Santa.
Well, because I asked somebody at work and she was like, I don't know, maybe like one of those elves on shelf. And I was like, no, you can buy that anywhere. I'm not talking about like a yo-yo.
Why are you shaming people?
Ooh, I know another one. I don't know if you guys remember this, but you remember Mighty Max?
No.
Mighty Max was a boy version of the Polly Pocket series of toys where they had like a set and the kid was like on an adventure. And so like you would just put it on the set somewhere.
Oh, that's such a cute Mighty Max.
Yeah. Some of them were kind of tough to find. So if he was like, I'd be like, they don't even fucking make those anymore.
Wow.
And I'd be like, yeah, I definitely remember wanting that.
It takes a lot to prove love to you, I guess.
Huh? But here's the point.
Over here like, what? How did you know I was going to pick a yo-yo?
A yo-yo. Oh my God. You wanted this one. This one didn't have dreams as a kid.
I'm just saying, how did he know? That is, anyway, we're not gonna
because you already have the Talk Girl FX Plus.
I did.
If he pulled out a Talk Boy FX Plus, I would have been like, oh my God, I always wanted one of those.
I had a Girl Talk pen too, the recorder, and I had the pen.
You spy.
Yes, and I also had another kit of Nerf gun pens that were also like spy pens.
Not to put you in a box, but there's not like a Barbie you remember wanting.
Not a Barbie.
I just want a basketball.
I remember what you're so rude. I remember one year my dad took me to a toy store. Toys R Us was still around. And he was like, oh, we got to get gifts for your cousin. We're about the same age. And he's like, pick out the toys that you think you'd want. So obviously, I pick out all these boy toys, all of them boy toys. Open them up for Christmas. They're my presents. Homeboy took me to the toy store to pick out my presents. But like, under the guise that it was for a boy. So that year I got so many of the cool boy toys. Yeah. Like the ones that, the Jeeper Creeper ones that you made your own bug.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did get that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was cool. That was cool.
And then I got
my mom made us stop using it.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're leaving the juices everywhere.
But yeah, so, you know, I got cool. I don't know. I was blessed.
I guess he's not getting through customer service at your window.
What do you mean?
Because there's like nothing he can pull out to make you actually think like, oh my God, I remember writing a letter about this because you got all the toys. He's gonna have to come to my window and I'm gonna have to cry and be like, here's the keys, rent whichever car you want.
Isn't that beautiful that I was afforded the opportunity to believe in Christmas like that?
Yeah, right. What do you mean? Christmas is still real.
I know, but it's just not when you're an adult. it's not real when you're an adult.
You're right. We're actually talking about that this morning.
Yeah, the magic is gone. Global warming is kind of killing it over here.
Don't worry, guys. I have decided to put the mantle of saving Christmas upon my shoulders.
Yes.
So that's why we're going Christmas caroling.
We are going Christmas this weekend. Caroling. We're going to post the information.
Yeah.
You guys are going to hear this today.
And these aren't your mama's Christmas carols.
Oh, they might be. but, you know, we're going to post like the information on our social media pages. Yeah. Because, you know, Mandy's got to keep Christmas alive. So you guys can follow that journey.
The Grinch is going to save Christmas.
If you want to know what we're up to, you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook at Bubble Bath Stories.
You can find me at Got No Time For This.
And I'm getting better at it, by the way. And you can find me at Nikki Trends on Instagram. And if you guys are looking for official merchandise, you can go to our website, bubblebathstories.co. If you want to give a shout out, maybe there's something that needs to be talked about. I don't know, whatever. You can leave us a voicemail at the number down below. And guys, make sure to stay tuned. We're also going to go live for Manny's birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Karaoke party.
Karaoke for the petty going on this weekend, too.
Oh, yes, that's the charity. The charity is for the petty.
Yes.
So we'll be going live Friday night so you can see some karaoke performances. And we'll also go Christmas. We're going Christmas caroling. So be sure to check out our stories and give us requests for songs and things like that. And yeah, let's help Manny keep Christmas alive.
Yeah, let's save Christmas.
And you guys will also be off for the next 2 weeks. So the next time we see you, it will be well into the new year. So we are wishing you guys a happy and safe holiday with your families.
Definitely.
And until next time, duckies.
Bye.